Oi, lads, did you miss out on the Jaren's Outpost Kickstarter and wish you weren't such a big doofus? Well, fear not. Late pledges are now open and they'll be open for a little while. So just head to Kickstarter, search for D&Ds for Nerds or Jaren's Outpost and slam that late pledge button.
You're listening to the Sans Pants Network.
No water anywhere. Still, we are marooned, stranded in Barovia. Mists around us like prison bars. Strahd, our jailer. We must escape. We must kill. Strahd must die.
Robin. Or other bird. Maybe I gesture with a hand to the vulture.
Please help. My cries be heard. I need a creature made of wood. Are there any in this neighborhood?
Ah! Pip, yeah. You are following Elanial, who is following the vulture, who is hopefully heading toward...
That's all Pip's thinking about. Pip, it's one of a classic, and I imagine Pip has had many of these in his long and storied career as a monster hunter. How much do I trust Emmanuel moments?
As you're moving through the woods, they begin to get thinner and thinner and thinner, and eventually you can see Luna Lake in between the trees.
Okay.
You come out by the lake's edge, and the vulture soaring in a kind of east-northeasterly direction, it begins slowly circling around a tree right near the lake's edge. It looks like any other tree in Barovia. It's alive, actually, so I guess it's not like any other tree in Barovia. Not to say they're all dead, but it's just not uncommon to see a dead tree.
But I know what you mean. It's alive in that it is alive as a tree is alive, not as a...
The vulture circles around this tree lazily and continues to do so as you approach. While you and Elanial are getting closer, both of you spotted at the same time. You maybe, I assume you're having different reactions. Elanial stops and gives like a, like she's really shocked and excited. It's maybe, this is the most animated and happiest you've seen ever.
Yeah.
You realize as you approach, the tree is not... When I say the tree is sitting by the edge of the lake, I mean literally the tree is in a seated position, legs crossed.
That's so funny. Okay.
In front of the lake.
I'm just feeling relief that Emmanuel was right on this one,
The tree turns to look at you, or you think it turns to look at you. It doesn't actually have a face.
Yeah.
It's a weeping willow, and so you can tell it's turning to face you as the veil all around it slowly turns and then parts, just revealing what looks like any other part of the tree trunk.
Maybe I'd like to Elanial, I'm like, Emmanuel's not typically...
An angel, she says in a half whisper.
I'll like my, head cocked toward her, just cock my head back. Like, I don't want to get involved in whatever that is.
She takes a knee. You see she's looking on in rapture.
I'm probably going to talk to the angel. Is that okay?
Elanial gives you a side look she doesn't trust
you. Would you like to talk to the angel? I mean, this is not like one of those... those situations where I know what to say. Emmanuel's sort of mum on the subject once you get the treant. So
Elanial from her kneeling prostrate position stands back up and says, I wouldn't even know what to say.
Okay.
You speak, let me think.
All right. I like walk. I imagine like what's the shore like? Is it muddy, pebbly?
I would say it's pebbly.
Okay.
Each of the stones beneath you, hence Luna Lake, each of the stones beneath you looks like a tiny moon.
Oh my god. Okay, maybe I'll, as I walk over, I'll lean down, pick one up, pop it in my pocket.
There's a brief moment in the back of your mind where you're like, this once was not the realm of Strahd.
Yeah.
You're like, this place might have once been beautiful.
For some reason I've been thinking that this whole session, I've been like, what was this place before? But anyway, I'll approach the tree on the edge of the lake.
It sighs.
Hi. Shocked to find one of you here in Barovia. We need help, is the thing. With a blight tree blight. We need help with a tree blight. And I've been led to understand that you can provide that.
The treant sighs once again.
Yeah.
And then you see it slowly turn back towards the river. One of its branches reaches out and dips into the water there. It retracts back up and the rippling waves cascade out. It feels like they go further than they have any right to go.
Mm-hmm.
And then the tree slowly rises to a standing position and turns to face you like it's expecting something else from you.
Oh. like even my eyes on it just whip out Emmanuel. I like look through Emmanuel. There's nothing in there. You'll be expecting, maybe I glance back at Elaniel.
You could see she's standing up and she's walking over to be next to you.
Haymond?
The treant shakes slowly from side to side in kind of obviously a no gesture.
Okay.
The treant reaches down with both of its arms.
Yeah.
And then you realize why it's reaching down, actually. Yeah. Elaniel steps past you and it, with its willow wispy arms, it picks up Elaniel and brings her close into what you assume must be its face.
Yeah.
Once again, it just looks like any other part of the tree.
Yeah.
Elaniel leans in very close. She puts her head up against the treant's head and you can see that she's whispering something.
Okay. I, assuming Elaniel has it, I'll just sit down on the pebbles and just wait to figure out, just to see how this goes.
While they commune,
yeah,
you hear somewhere behind you.
I scramble up and look in the direction.
You see several other treants approaching.
Oh my god. Finding one was insane. The fact that there's more is crazy.
They are, one of them, maybe another one of them is also a weeping willow, but there are many other types of trees. You see an oak, you see a pine. One of them, you can't even tell because it's a dead tree, but it moves and seems to be acting all the same. They don't have a human-like or humanoid body. They're trees.
Yeah,
essentially.
Yeah, absolutely, yeah.
They move as trees. They have as many limbs as the tree might have, and they have no clear or defined faces. As they get close, they slow down and form like a circle, if you will, or a semicircle around the three of you, the treant, Elaniel, and you, Pip. Eventually, the treant slowly puts Elaniel back down. She stands up and turns to you and says, "They will help us."
That's great. That's fantastic. There's so many of them.
They cannot all help us, but any who can will.
Yeah, well, I mean, whatever help we can get, we'll take.
They will show us where to find the heart of sap. It is a gem, I think, or something similar. It was stolen from the Wizards of Wine.
Right, yes, that's right.
The tree blight has it somewhere within it.
Oh my god.
If, with the appropriate weapons, we are able to cut it out, the tree blight will die.
What are the appropriate weapons? What would that be?
She shrugs. The treants will not explain. I do not understand.
Poisoned weapons. No other weapon will damage the tree blight. Perhaps that's what's meant by the appropriate weapons.
Poison seems right. Okay. They were scared to speak of it.
Yeah, well then probably poisoned weapons. I mean, that's something we can manage. We can manage that.
The treants can slow or hold the tree blight while we fight it.
That's great. How long have I been out, actually? I haven't asked that.
Your tumble, it was a few hours perhaps.
Okay. Can't have gotten that far. Maybe to the Wizards of Wines. Maybe a little further.
The treants know the ways through the forest. They can guide us. They also know where your friends are.
Yeah, that's good. That's good. I like maybe turn to one of the trees. Lead on. Maybe it's not a real, it's not one of the treants. It's just a regular tree.
For a brief second, you think you've done that. You've accidentally spoken to just a regular tree.
Myself.
But then you realize it is actually the dead tree.
Oh, thank God.
And it turns and walks and leads you on. Mm-hmm. I would say your group reconvenes when on either side of the Lunar River you spot each other.
Did you find the robin or whatever?
It was a vulture, which is far more thematically appropriate, I suppose.
The dead tree walks right up to the gap between each side of the river and then slowly lowers itself down so that it forms a bridge to allow you across. Mm.
I walk over and I am so happy you are not, you're alive.
Yeah,
I go in for a hug and just complete it, I guess.
Yeah, I stiffen up and then like reach around and give you a pat on the back. I really thought that might have been the end of it there, but Boris is dead, so small miracles.
But, um,
I have his heart.
Yeah. That's symbolic.
What are you going to do with that one?
I don't know. It'll probably just go into a potion like regular, to be honest. But anyway, these...
Here's your pop.
Thank you.
The treants.
Pop pecks your hand.
Okay, I drop Pop. It'll be hanging around my feet, I know.
Pop, yeah.
Yeah.
Every now and then you feel a pecking sensation on one of your boots. And you have to move because it's sharp.
I appreciate it. I know it's hard to understand, but it is, for some reason, important.
It is okay.
These are the tree ants. They say that they'll help us.
You look over and you see Tarpos is communing with one of them in the same way Eleniel did.
Yeah. Is Eleniel with us right
now? Yeah, Eleniel's with you.
I think Eleniel can explain it better than I can.
She's not really paying attention to anything that's happening. She keeps looking at the tree ants like... She's seeing the face of God.
Never mind. They're her angels, so...
No, I know. They're the She's, So the elves with the beliefs, I look at... You don't care.
Anyway, so what the treants... So what the treants are going to do for us is they're going to slow down the tree blight, and they say that within it somewhere is something called the Heart of Sep, a sort of gem. One of the gems...
Oh, what the Wizards of Wine are using to make their...
We need to get it out with a poisoned weapon. I'm fairly sure.
We need to
carve it out. Well, the thing about a tree blight is it can't be damaged by anything other. No mundane or magical weapon.
Yes,
only those that have been poisoned.
So is there a particular... do we need to get a particular weapon? Or is it any of our weapons that we make poison?
I think it's just... well, wouldn't it be nice if Emmanuel was clear? I think it's just a poisoned weapon. If I'm right.
Cribbit secretes poison.
That's true. And
Cribbit nods,
this one can
make poison.
So if Cribbit comes with whoever is going...
Cribbit becomes wet.
Take a couple of steps away from Cribbit.
Cribbit made poison. His clothes are so dirty.
Cribbit, we don't need it now. Yeah.
Give Cribbit bolts.
Mm. But we've spoken about this in the past, Cribbit. You said it won't last that long.
Oh, not here now. Cribbit points to the treants.
Yeah. No, Cribbit. Gods, no.
These are the good...
I know it's hard to tell because it's all trees, but these are good trees.
Cribbit, excuse.
That's very polite of you, Cribbit.
Cribbit, very polite?
No, I'm...
What that one mean?
I look at Cribbit and shrug, like, I don't know, my dude.
So...
Party have many rude people. Cribbit not one.
I'm nodding along.
Pip rude.
nodding real hard now.
Cribbit make sure
the best known
says.
Methods to slay the tree blight are to use a poisoned weapon, as the blight cannot heal a poisoned wound. So,
well, what poisons do we have?
Well, I have a couple of poisons possible. I can make some poisoned bolts and poisons you can put on, you know, if you have a knife or a sword or anything like that.
No, the magic doesn't work.
No.
All right, just poisons. Okay. Well, if you can make some.
All right. Maybe I'll do that now.
What do you need? Anything? Can we? While they commune. Anything around?
Oh, Tarpos is done by this point.
Ah, okay.
Without permission, Cribbit begins climbing one of them.
Yeah, I assume they don't mind.
They don't seem to notice or care.
They are just trees.
So, Tarpos, did you learn anything?
Nothing we did not know.
Tarpos, you can communicate with the trees, yeah?
She nods. They speak druidic.
Yeah. Could you ask them if they are currently growing, because it's a fungus, any tree ant poison?
Tarpos goes back and...
Feels rude to ask.
She communes with one of the oaks, and you see the oak gives like a... But I would say that each of the trees are able to contribute some. Each of them are able to contribute, yes, some tree and poison.
Yeah. I know it's not a poison for tree ants. It's just as plants, man. But I assume it grows on tree ants.
Yeah, no, it grows on tree ants. If it's on their bark, it's fine. But if it gets into them, that's when it poisons and kills.
So in a way, I'm doing them a favor.
Mm. Sure. I suppose you'd have to harvest it off them because they don't want to touch it. So you go around with like a scraper and get it off them.
Sorry about this. Sorry. Thank you very much.
The pine tree like shudders like you're tickling it.
Thank you. Sorry about this.
You get 7 doses of treant poison.
All right, that's good. That's great. All right, I.
So they know where the
yeah, they know. Is? They said that they could show us the location of the heart of Seb.
Do you know where the? I asked maybe Tarpos or Elenio. So do we know where it is? Has it got anywhere with these people?
Tarpos and Elenio look darkly at each other, and they say, "Tarpos says, we cannot save wines, not hit yet." But we cannot get there in time.
I maybe look at Muriel. How's she taken that?
Mm. Muriel seems to have retreated within herself.
Could she fly and warn them?
Muriel, when you say, actually, of course, when you first look at Muriel, you see Muriel is beginning to take flight. She doesn't even need to be told. So, of course. I forgot she could turn into a damn raven. Yeah. Muriel takes a few steps and without saying anything turns into a raven and flies, in the direction of Wizards of Wines.
I just call out, be safe. Be safe.
Oh, I would like to combine, and I'll make maybe 3 of these, some shambling moss for gripping.
Mm-hmm.
Some treant poison for plantsbane, and let's call it raven feathers for radiant damage, just to have a third thing in there.
Sure. You combine them. Maybe treant poison, the fungus, isn't actually very poisonous on its own.
Yeah. Fair.
Like, if it burrows its way into the treant, that's bad for them.
Mm.
But you will say, like, chemically activate
the treant
poison, and you increase its potency. You do a pretty good job. How many doses did you say?
3.
3 doses? Yep. You get 3 doses, which would fabulous. Be 15 pieces of ammunition.
Yep. Or five
hits each, I guess. So 15 hits with a weapon.
Okay. So I think I'll coat 5 in treant poison, like coat 5 of my bolts, and then I will just have the other 2 in like flasks that I can give to whoever once we kind of come up with a battle plan.
Do we know what the blights will attack with? Poison with...
Great question. I think they're most likely to just hit us with really big branches. But look, I'll do some reading and some research so that we know what we're up against. Everybody else can figure out a game plan.
Right. I guess, can you read and walk or
get into a tree?
Tree?
I'll read
will
and walk.
Will they let us?
Yeah, you can climb up into the trance and they will take you. I don't know if they're that faster than you, though.
Probably slow, to be honest.
They move slowly, but they take big steps.
They got big legs.
That's true.
I don't know if a treant has a faster speed than you, though.
That's very funny if they don't.
Yep, they're just as fast as a person. They take big steps, but they move slow.
Yeah.
Mm. Okay. Well, at least let us chill and let you read. And
it's kind of rude, but all right. Well, yeah, they don't have too much trouble carrying you. You make a beeline through the forest. Rather than trying to find just the nearest path, you just make your way quickly as possible towards Valakai. You'll have to cut around Mount Gacchus because you just... Frankly,
we can't cross Mount Gacchus.
The treants are not going to be doing very well climbing up.
Yeah.
So actually, no. No, actually, the treants climb... part of Mount Gacchus.
Oh my god.
Yeah, of course they'd be able to. Yeah, they're big enough.
That's cool.
You, on the backs of treants, that also justifies why you were fucking climbing them.
Yeah.
You climb the treants as the treants climb part of Mount Gacchus. Mm. At a certain point, you cross over a road. The road that you know would lead you either further higher up into Mount Gacchus or back down on a winding path towards Valakai.
Mm-hmm.
You skip that entirely.
Yeah.
This is not the highest point in Barovia. You can see you're on essentially Mount Gacchus's K2.
You're on
the second highest peak of Mount Gacchus, and you get the best view of all of Barovia that you have ever seen. You can see north up to the massive Lake Zarevich, simply enormous, easily the largest feature out of anything. You can see to your southeast is the highest peak of Mount Gacchus. Any village or whatever the village is there, though, is obscured by the mountain. You can see what is left of Valakai. In the distance. You can see, even in the distance to the east, distantly, you think you can kind of vaguely make out the village of Barovia. Very prominent, once again, as always, is Castle Ravenloft. And finally, you also see a second castle. It's quite close to you, actually. This one, I don't know if its name has been revealed to you, but you can see that there is a second little castle. It's not nearly as big as Castle Ravenloft.
Do you know what that castle is, Pip?
Yeah, I think that's Argenvorstolt. I think maybe Keening went there in his travels, but I never did. Interesting. Can we see the tree blight from here?
And also Wizards of Wine.
Yeah.
Wizards of Wine is quite smaller comparatively, so it might be hard to make out, but I'll roll. Pip.
Yeah.
You have, in this instance, you have fairer eyes. Perhaps your treant is just in a better position to see it as well. You can see, at this point, you've been traveling for several hours. Once again, the treants only move about as fast as you, but because they can avoid more obstacles, you actually probably make better time. You can see that in the time that it's taken you to get from Lunar Lake to where you are currently, the Wizards of Wines, there is billowing smoke coming from there. You can tell it's already been hit.
Hopefully they flew away from there. Right, I just kind of hands on temples. So do you think we are probably hitting this tree blight today?
I mean,
you've made a lot of distance in a very short amount of time. You don't think you'll hit Valakai today, but it's plausible that you could hit Valakai tomorrow.
Are we waiting in Valakai for the treant, or are we trying to...
Well, that's not my plan.
Okay.
I think we can cut it off, to be honest, at the pass.
I think we should, cut it off.
And I think this is absolutely a time-sensitive issue. Reading through Emmanuel, it's going to, I mean, we saw it back at Yesterhill. It's going to try and eat us, basically. It's going to try and grab us with its roots and chuck us in its terrible mouth. But it'll also most likely be surrounded by other blights. So, I mean, we've fought blights before. We know what we're doing there. They'll get stabbed by the needle ones. If they're tiny, dance. That'll distract them. Don't laugh.
So cold and then fire,
cold and then fire combined.
But then also to dance?
For very tiny ones, they can get distracted if you do a little dance.
And then there is, of course, the druids themselves.
And then there's the druids themselves, and I don't have as much information on,
With vampires.
Sure.
When somebody is turned, how much of them is still there?
I want to, Pip, give you a sad look, I know exactly what you're going to talk about. How much, do I think I got time, how much longer till we hit the tree blight?
You've got heaps of time. Okay. Yeah. Do you want to? You don't know exactly where the tree blight is. It's quite big.
Well,
but
I assume
small
it's
enough.
Just beyond. Wizards of Wines is on fire, I reckon we're aiming for this kind of the intersection near Lake Baratok.
I forget the name of that.
Near where the tower was.
Yeah, exactly. I got it here.
Raven River Crossroads.
Although it's probably not going by the road, right? It's probably also taking a straight line.
Good point.
I mean, yeah.
I guess seem to know where it's at.
The Svalich Woods around Raven River Crossroads.
Yeah, so I guess, if we... Because the Treants know where the blight is, right?
The Treants seem to understand where the blight is, yeah.
Okay, so with that information, we can try and cut it off well and truly before it hits Valakai.
Well, Hector, I assume you're asking about a Gogash, yeah?
Yes. Yeah, I was wondering if any part of him will... stay his hand, or if he's fully under the thrall of Strahd.
I mean, we said our goodbyes to a Gogash in Valakai, and those goodbyes will probably remain. In the early days, before the rebellion, there was a Kenku, little Kenku named Trumpets. And she was called Trumpets because she made the sound of a trumpet. And It was pretty entertaining in Barovia, where you didn't get much music.
It makes sense, yes.
One day, trumpets disappeared, and we were all pretty distraught, because at night, trumpets would, well, she'd sort of hoot and play music, and we wondered where trumpets had gone. About 3 days later, trumpets returned. Changed. Took 20 of us, maybe 25, to take trumpets down. And even then, she wasn't killed. We had to chain her up and throw her off the Iveless River Bridge because we couldn't take her down permanently. So, Agogash is gone, and I think
I understand that. I'm saying how much of Agogash is there. Is he still... As much as I hate to admit this, Pip, I think on my best day, I could not take Agogash.
Yeah.
He did have a tendency to pick up people and tear them in half.
What I'm saying is he is now a very big threat.
Yes. There's no Agogash left. The Agogash you knew is long gone.
I understand that. What do we know about vampires?
I'll take out Emmanuel.
And I was hoping that maybe we could at least talk to him and he would give us a moment of respect.
I think speaking to Agogash is a great way to get tricked by whatever's wearing Agogash's skin. But I'll give you the page on vampires if I can find it in this fucking book. Ghoul undead, ghoul explosive.
Agogash was there when the Blight was summoned. There is a good chance that he's going to be there.
Yes, and there is a good chance we will have to fight him, and God willing, we'll kill him.
We took down the pretty one.
Yeah, briefly.
Mm.
But we might be able to do the same for Agogash, yes. And don't imagine for a second it doesn't pain me, because it does.
I know.
But there's nothing doing. But anyway, there it is. Read up. Pass it around, to be honest. And then I'll curl back into the tree branch.
Catch some Z's.
Yeah. You look very...
Yeah.
Are you okay?
Shockingly, yeah. Elainiel nursed me back to health.
Can I give him a once-over to see what his conditions are?
Well, his shoulder is a mush at this point.
Yeah. I think my lungs were damaged, but they aren't giving me as much trouble as before.
He doesn't have a lot in the way of collarbone at this point.
Maybe like I reach up to my collarbone and I'm like, you should have seen the other guy.
Yes. What conditions does Pip currently have?
He has 2 levels of exhaustion, yeah, and I think that's
2
it
levels
right
of
now.
Exhaustion. Yeah.
I'm gonna cash in a home remedy. Mm-hmm. Remove one of those levels of exhaustion.
Sure. You're on 1 level of exhaustion.
I pick this up traveling around. I think it's near Zemjata or something like that. But someone got their lungs pierced by a spear.
Oh, yeah.
You seem to be having trouble.
Oh, yeah.
You seem to be having trouble breathing.
Yeah.
I think it is your lungs may be sticking to your ribs and your collarbone.
Oh, it can make me throw up.
Anyway, hold still. I'll try and do what I can.
Pip, so stressed because this sounds like a real dangerous home remedy. We're also in like a shifting tree.
I'm sorry about trumpets. Help him out with his lung issue.
You feel way worse, Pip, but then a little better.
like a valve sort of situation. Like, you know, you're like, you're piercing a little bit.
Yeah.
Of like that.
Reinflate his lung.
He's reinflating your lung a little bit.
Oh, that did work.
You just got a little valve now in your chest.
Should Thank heal you. Within the week.
Okay.
Yeah,
I appreciate it. Oh, that's such a relief. Oh, my goodness. Zemjata, what were you doing in Zemjata?
I was just heading there as part of my training as a knight, reaching out to the gnomes and seeing if they had an issue with one of their... you know much about gnomes?
Yeah, a little bit.
You know how they always have this... is it magic or is it...
Oh, yeah, magic or technology.
Technology, and then you've got the offset that... Religion often never really either makes a kind of a head poke through or not.
Yeah.
But they made a device which summoned a demon.
Right.
Like a techno. You just pressed a button.
Yeah. You don't want
and
that.
It was there. So So I had to head there with a couple of people from my order.
Destroy it.
Yeah, yeah, amongst a few other things.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah, yeah. No more spell casting or reading a old book, just a button. It was terrifying.
Siding with magic, then. Fair enough.
It's not about really choosing one or the other. They both have potential to do great good, but I guess also great evil. It is, it's about trying to figure out, I guess, a balance and try to do the least amount of harm, I guess.
All right. You get a short rest.
Oh, yes. Okay.
Riding on the backs of the treants.
Tight.
Tight, tight, tight.
I don't think anyone really needs the short rest.
Does nothing for me.
Before that,
well, Privet heals everyone by an extra.
Oh, that's good.
Six.
Feel my valve close over, liking that.
Well, in that case, I'm going to cast Cure Wounds twice.
Yeah, good plan.
Using bad, gross magic.
Pip's brow furrows as it happens. Nothing.
Who needs it, really?
The two of you.
Yeah.
Us. Like, us actually, guys.
Like, actually, though, the NPCs are largely fine. That's at this point. Gorob Lushan have a... Gorob Lushan, Cribbit, and Elanial have taken a few knocks, but each of them are going to heal via maybe one of their own things.
Okay. So what is the tactic? Is the blight... Is it a elemental? Is it a...
No, it's a plant. It's just a plant. An animate plant, but a plant.
So wouldn't okay.
We just here's what I'm imagining. We find it first of all. We strike. We get most of us to kind of run interference on the blights that would be swarming around its roots and base, and then a small team of us climb it and try to find the heart of sap. Have we been given any idea of where specifically the heart of
the treants will tell you?
Okay.
If we were to climb it, will it be able to hit us?
I think it could try, absolutely. I think it'll hit us. Yeah, I think that's inevitable.
Any weak points, basically, if we are on top of it, is it harder for it to hit us, or is it easier?
Well, no. So the way it normally attacks is its roots reach up and feed itself. So if we're on the trunk where the mouth is, it's almost designed for hitting something, climbing it in a way. Yeah, exactly. It can eat us like so much popcorn.
Scoop us up.
Right.
So it's not an elemental fae or a aberration or anything.
No, it's a tree.
It's just a tree. Just a tree.
I was so hoping you'd say that. I was thinking about saying it, but I was like, I hope Pip says it's a tree.
It's a tree.
It's a tree. Is Elanial or Tarpos like audible, like within earshot of me?
You could speak. I'd say no.
Okay. Because I would like to ask them to ask the tree where the heart of sap would be that I can...
You could yell. Sorry, I thought you were asking if you could speak without being heard.
No.
You could just yell and they'll hear you, yeah.
Elenio.
Yes.
Could you ask the trees where specifically the heart of sap is on the blight? I think we'll need to know that before going in.
Elenio communes with the tree and turns back to you and says, they will not know until they can see it. They will try to tell us as best as they can.
Do they know if anything else is around the blight?
No, they know only its location.
All right.
This place is so polluted. This place is so polluted, they did not even know that the tree blight was here until we pointed it out to them.
It's frankly incredible that the tree ants have managed to survive in this shit hole. It's not really the place for something like them.
I mean, I guess we're very far away from... I just gestured a castle Ravenloft.
Yeah, I suppose.
Perhaps the...
furthest possible kind of lake.
Once within the borders of the village of Barovia and Castle Ravenloft itself, the trees become significantly more hostile. You are maybe only just learning that it gets worse. that you're currently doing Barovia easy mode.
Oh, no.
You would have known this.
Yeah.
It gets so much worse near the castle.
Yeah. I guess that's why I went as far away as humanly possible.
You know, there are on the Slavich Road, there is two sets of gates. One just on either side of Barovia, basically. Yeah. Those gates mark the personal boundaries of the village, the township of Barovia, and then Castle Ravenloft. Within that area, Strahd controls pretty much everything.
Yeah.
But within that area, you just assume Strahd is watching.
Yeah, sure. Okay.
Right. So you're the more of a tactician than I. What do you think? What do you propose?
Well!
Just looking up from like head towards Pip, then looking up, I guess, to the left. Yes, yes.
What I think.
Right.
What you think. Ooh, look at Gorob. Oh. Big tactician.
Well, yes. Gorob, Lushan, you know, it is very, very important. You know, if one of you, both of you, were to come up with a game plan that was successful, I mean, it would definitely go a long way in impressing somebody, don't you think?
Your attempts to trick them bounce harmlessly off their smooth, smooth brain.
Who would they be impressing? Us? I'm not impressed by a single thing they do.
Gorob and Lushan begin loudly having an argument. Thankfully, you can kind of, as always, tune them out a little bit.
Over that. They both have a crush on Tapas. I was trying to hopefully maybe get them to work in unison to perhaps as a form of competition that will aid us as opposed to...
Yeah, no such luck.
The treants come to a slow stop. One of them, the lead treant, the weeping willow that you met at the beach, gestures with one of its large branches. The weeping willow is maybe the only one of you, the only one of the treants that is riding unencumbered. Mm-hmm. You, each of you would be on a different treant, but this one has none of you on it. It gestures ahead of you. You now in, it's probably coming on nighttime. Mm-hmm. So it's the second day, I think. Yeah, the second day that you've been with the treants. And having traveled as fast and as far as you can, Argon Vostholt is now kind of in your rear view mirror, and you're coming on the Luna River crossing.
Okay.
You have met up, after all of this walking, you've met up with the river again.
Yeah.
Obviously, if had you followed the river, it would have been much more meandering sort of journey. But you, at the Luna River crossing, just before it, to the west of it, but heading towards Valakai, you can see on the road a giant... a giant canopy treetop making its way through the woods. It looks like it's been following the trail.
Weird. Well, scary.
Well, I'm guessing whatever else is traveling with it needs the
way. Needs the trail. Yeah. Okay.
All right. I see. Game plan. What is it? You and Cribbit, or you
set it on fire, then freeze it.
Mm-hmm.
Wait, freeze it, then set it on fire.
That's for the little ones, yes?
It'd probably be helpful on... Well, no, it won't be on the big one.
So for the big ones...
Here, I give you one...
You've got... You and Eleniel, you can fire poison with arrows.
Yes, and also I hold out one of my poison flasks. It should give you 5 good hits if you apply it to a weapon. And we will need something sharp to cut out the heart of Sep.
Tarpos gestures with her spear and says, I would lead a distraction.
Yes.
Stop druids. She gestures to the two of you. Stop. Kill tree.
Right. Mm. Yes.
Little frog man with me. Cribbit nods.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Right.
Then guess we take...
Two-headed ugly man with me. Gorob, Lushan are quiet.
No! Oh, those poor boys. Confidence shattered.
Elf. Mm-hmm. With boys. Elenia looks at the two of you and nods.
Yeah, I nod back.
Okay.
Right. We kill the tree, you distract the druids.
Mm.
Our number one priority should be slowing it down at the very least.
The cold poison thing that you made before we got to Yesterhill, will that also work with this tree? Or is that just... Or that would just work on the smaller blights?
Is it a kind of poison? Remind me.
You're the one that gave it to me, Pip.
Make a lot of potions.
You said,
was it poisonous?
It was cold and maybe poisonous.
You check it, it's gone off.
Dip it out.
I think it was.
Tip
oh no,
out.
It went off. You kept it for too long. Should have refrigerated it.
Yeah. I made that one wrong. Dip it out.
Whoops.
Why do we get so punished for our terrible memories?
I guess canonically everything stays consistent. Will you need to refrigerate anything else? Maybe. Who knows?
Only if we forget what was in it to begin with. What was in this? And it just rots before my eyes.
You made it up again. The second you forget, it begins.
Oh, no.
I guess I have to keep better notes because all I had was cold poison. 5 hits, so was that a poison that also applied cold? Or was
it... Who knows?
Or was it that acted like a poison?
I think it was a cold poison, had cold properties and poison, but now I guess it's on the ground. Look, yeah. It's good stuff. I love
it. Tapos size.
I love it so much.
Frog man on his back. Cribbit's on a different trend, but Cribbit looks at you, Hector, and nods. He's going to be climbing onto your back. Cribbit will give you poison.
Cribbit will be your poison, yeah.
Elf woman with me. And Millennial nods.
I guess the other poison thing?
Yeah, well, the poison I gave you will still work.
Okay.
So. I know what poison that is. That's tree poison.
Tree poison?
It begins rotting.
Tree poison?
Tree and poison.
Yeah, there you go.
Well, it's made of tree and poison. I know. Does it become more potent? Because I remembered that.
I'm just joking.
And then, you know what? I'll take if you've got poison already, I'll take my, because I made 3, I'll take my second one and I'll give myself 5 more poison bolts. Okay. So I got 10 poison bolts.
All right. Keep track.
My arrows are going to start rotting.
Or else your arrows will need to be out.
They'll lose
I'll go
the
off.
Yeah.
All right.
Things become more potent if you give me some obscure lore that you remember. Things become less potent when you forget what's on your character sheet.
Adam, can I use this good boy card? You recall one specific piece of lore relevant to the current situation.
You have to remember it. You can't play a card to remember it.
I thought I'd loophole. I thought I'd gone genius mode on your ass.
Okay.
All right.
So, anyway, it's coming on at about... Oh, by the way, you notice that the creatures in Barovia kind of scatter for your little treant army. Yeah. Well, you have been unhindered the entire way here. Also, to be fair, a lot of it has been mountain climbing, and there's not a lot of creatures that live on the sides of mountains in Barovia.
There's a couple goats here and there, I imagine.
Yeah. Well, and also that... I don't know. I think you know of this. There is apparently one. You've never seen it. You've only heard of it. But there is apparently one big, mean son of a bitch goat.
Yeah, I've heard there's a big goat around somewhere.
Goat?
Yeah, big goat.
Okay.
It's evil.
Yeah.
It's a straight up evil goat.
It's evil.
Okay. Yeah.
You would know enough to know as well that, like, the way people of Barovia talk about it, not to give you any ideas, but if you were to slay it, it would be kind of seen as a big deal.
Okay.
Ooh. Question.
Yeah.
While we are riding these treants, if I was to cast something that requires 10 minutes of casting time, can I do that?
You have 10 minutes, sure.
Whilst I do it, cool. All right, that's great to hear. Adam.
Yeah?
I would like to summon my steed.
All right.
Rock and roll.
Yeah, you probably wait till you get down off the mountainous terrain to summon it.
Yes.
Now, is that a spell slot?
I believe, yes, it is.
Okay, you attempt to summon Orion, and then you feel, as the spell concludes, you feel no magic. It ends. The spell ends, the horse is not summoned.
Where's Orion?
I lost the spell slot as well, Adam. Be nice to me.
I'll say you don't lose the spell slot.
My God.
But Orion, something's wrong. And you cannot summon Orion. You could summon a different one if you wanted to, but you can't summon Orion.
I'd be scared you were going to summon a skeleton horse.
If you don't call a specific name, there is a chance you get a skeleton horse.
Yeah.
Okay. So I can still, I'm just casting the summon the steed, and I'm expecting Orion.
Mm-hmm.
And if I still let it go off, but not Orion will pop up. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, the spell concludes with the name that you are trying to summon, name of the creature that you're trying to summon, which you can leave blank to just get any old, and then it just calls anything to your side, whatever is appropriate, I suppose.
Okay. Well, I guess if Orion doesn't work, I'm like, oh no, put that to the back of my mind. That's another problem. Mm-hmm. And then I will just, as if I was doing it again for the first time, cast it again.
All right. This time, instead of a horse that has the constellation, because you are summoning just a random celestial horse, or attempting to summon a celestial horse, highs or lows?
Let's go with lows.
Lows? All right. You Yes, you do not get a skeletal horse. I don't know if that's a good or bad thing, no, as far as you're concerned.
Like an Eileen horse is going to be bad. Horses are already scary.
This is using warlock magic. Yeah. This is using cleric paladin. This is using god magic.
Yeah.
And if she's already.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
The horse knits itself into reality in front of you. Instead of having a body of a constellation, it has, when I say, what do you call the hair on a horse?
Mane?
No, that's just the hair on their head and neck, isn't it?
Do you mean like its pelt?
Its entire, pelt. Yeah. Would you call it a pelt?
I am.
Yeah, all you right. could say pelt.
The pelt of the horse, when I describe it as golden, I don't mean that it has a golden color. I mean, it literally looks like it is made of gold.
Okay. Oof.
The horse is summoned before you. Its hair is a slightly lighter. No, actually, its hair would be a slightly darker color of gold. And it looks like a more pure form of gold. Gold gets darker the purer it is. Mm-hmm. When it turns to you, you can see it looks at you with eyes filled with constellations. They're regular horse-sized eyes, but if you stare into its intelligent eyes, it feels like you're looking, you're gazing into constellations. When the horse shifts, it shimmers with a light not dissimilar to the sun.
Oh, that's good to hear.
That's awesome. That's a cool horse.
I talk telepathically.
I am Sola, it says.
How many magic horses does this guy have?
Well, as many as there are.
Thank you for coming, Solar.
Solar bows deeply to you.
I feel Solar in on the situation at hand, in that we are going to be fighting a rather large tree.
Say no more.
No, I was born for this.
So we're gonna. It's sorry to summon you so, I guess, quickly into what is going to be a very dangerous situation.
Solar maybe actually does give you I was created for times as these.
Solar, I am imagining, is like a kind of broader, tougher-looking horse.
Yeah, big, like a
Clydesdale. Yeah. Mm. Oh, that's cool.
The size of a Clydesdale, but it's not got the appearance of a Clydesdale. Yeah. He's just a very big horse.
At some point, I'll hop down off
sure.
the treant, and I will get onto Solar.
All right.
Nice.
You mount Solar. The rest of you, maybe you climb down off the treants because they're not faster and it will be a hassle to do that mid-fight.
Yes.
Cool. I will get Cribbit on my...
Cribbit climbs onto your back.
On my back and... Pip, how good are you at firing your crossbow from a...
Pretty good.
horse's back.
Me and horses don't really get along, but it's fine. I'll climb on. It's your horse, so...
Right, well, we'll go keep pace with everybody. Don't want to, run ahead.
You get up to the bridge. The road here is an X intersection branching to the northeast, southwest, southeast, and northwest. There is that snapped wooden road sign that you recall is still, it's where you left it, I suppose. You can see the remains of some sort of fight that happened here not too long ago. There is a body slumped halfway over the bridge.
Can I have a quick glance at the body?
Yeah.
You wander over to the body.
Awkwardly slump Who's off there the first? Horse, and then I'll head on over.
Well, I guess, we head over there, and I guess...
Oh, that's right, you're both on the horse. Sorry, I was thinking that you had to climb down off the tree. If you both grab the body at the same time, you pull... and get the body to turn around and face you. Mm-hmm. Pip, you have a very sinking, awful feeling. Before you've even started moving the corpse, because you can see it is the body of a dragonborn.
Oh, fuck.
When you turn around and it faces you, you cry out in astonishment. It is your own dead face. Hector, you see just a Barovian.
Mm. Is this kind of... Has Barovia ever tried to pull this shit on me before, Adam?
No.
Okay.
Are you okay there? You know this man?
Do I know? It's fucking...
You look at Hector, look back, and it's a Barovian. Some random person.
Did you know him?
No. I thought I did, but I don't. It's just some guy.
Right. I want to, look at the guy. Does they have, maybe similar appearances or features of, say, Keenan or...
No. Well, it doesn't look like anyone you know, certainly.
Can I make out what kind of, attack happened here?
It looks like he was strangled.
Oh, fuck.
You can see bruising around his throat, and he quite obviously has signs of having choked.
Put my hand up to my own throat.
Looks like he was choked.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Maybe. Does it look choked by human hands or hanged?
Choked
or
by
vines.
Or by vines. Good point.
It would be choked by human hands.
Somebody killed him. I guess it's not so uncommon in Barovia for random acts of violence like this. Anyway, it's not important. Well, I mean, it's a human life, but other than that, it's not important. There's a big tree coming. I'll go stand back by the horse, rattled, but trying to hide it.
I'll, maybe take the person off the sign, put it on, the side of the road, as it were. We don't have time to anything else, but...
Yeah, look, there's a...
Very,
close
very,
to a funeral as a guy's going to get.
Very quick, again, just a very quick prayer of Penia. Ferry the soul off to the land of the dead. And I'll head over to the horse and help Pip up.
You Thank climb you. Back atop the horse. Mm-hmm. The treants array themselves on either side of the road. You can hear in the distance, thump, thump, thump. You know it's coming closer. You could probably, actually, you can see it above the trees. It's quite big. It's significantly larger than the treants.
Fuck.
Obviously, way bigger than any of them.
Do I think it would actually be more practical to go from the top of a treant onto the tree blight or to climb from the ground up the roots to the tree blight?
Well, both of them have risks and advantages. Okay. Obviously, climbing up the tree blight from the bottom means that you're going to be exposed to the tree blight more.
Yeah, yeah.
But
for longer, yeah.
It means that you won't have to jump from treants to
that's
tree blight.
Yeah,
so I don't know what you see as the more realistic option. The jump incurs less attacks of opportunity, but will be a very important athletics check.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's the difference, I suppose.
Plus, I guess if you're on a treant, you've got some height advantage with...
It's kind of what I was thinking.
Arrows?
Not against the tree blight.
Never mind.
Yeah.
The tree blight...
will have a height advantage
I don't think
on
it
me.
Could ever not have a height advantage.
Did you need to head back to the tree?
I'm like, maybe I'll look from the tree, the tree... blight to the tree end, and then trying to make up my mind, and then look down at the horse, slop off the back of the horse,
slop off,
slide off the back of the horse. Yeah, I think I'm gonna have a better chance up in the tree end.
Yes, I can at least run around and try and dodge.
Good luck. Then I'll start scrambling up one of the tree ends, one of the closer ones to the road.
Okay,
and get up into one of its branches.
Eventually, it gets close enough for you to see it in its full, shall we say, majesty. It rounds a corner, and instead of seeing just the top of it, you can see the entire creature. As I said previously, it's a tree kind of the size of Krezak.
Yeah.
It's massive, simply enormous. It has, on its front face, unlike the treants, it doesn't really have I wouldn't call it a face, but it certainly has a mouth.
Okay. That's bad.
A massive open maw that has teeth, and I mean teeth, inside. Razor-like fangs, not unlike a shark, except going line after line after line after line down into its black maw. When the tree blight rounds that corner and the treants and the tree blight see each other properly, there is a tremendous... as the tree blight shakes and shudders. The sight of the treants has enraged it.
Okay.
The treants, for their part, all of them, as if they were breathing, they kind of swell a little bit, and you all hear loud and clear from all of the treants. Mm-hmm. They charge each other.
Okay, all right.
As they begin charging, the earth begins to shudder beneath you. I assume, Hector, you're using that as your cue to charge as well?
Is it just the tree blight?
No. Okay. As the tree blight begins charging forwards, you can see many different types of tree blights scattered all around it begin like a mass spreading themselves and sprinting out towards you. Scattered in among them, you can see our druids. Also, as you get closer, you can see like ants on the side of a tree. There are more tree blights, smaller ones, crawling all over the tree blight.
Fuck.
Some have to dance.
Yeah.
In addition, you can see there is Keshgar with his side torn out.
Oh, fuck.
And when he bellows, you can see straight through his mouth and out the back of his head.
Oh, my God.
Up in the height of the tree, screaming at you. We're going to go to initiative.
Okay, I was going to say cast Shield of Faith as I'm charging.
You cast Shield of Faith as you're charging. Is there any... You can't really engage in combat. You're too far away, but you get like a round to prepare if there's anything final you want to
do. I can't make a potion or anything in a round.
Can you?
Can I?
Yeah.
Okay. All right, then I'm going to...
It's an action.
Yeah, okay. Cool. Well, in the round preparing, I'm going to whip together just like a real slapshot potion. Not even a potion. I'm going to get some lichen hide. I'm going to get some angel feathers for healing. So lichen hide for resistance to just damage. Angel feathers for healing, just in case that'll help me some more. And some shambling moss. Hmm. And I'm going to make a little cloak to fucking fling around my, like, jam some feathers into it. Rub the shambling moss on it so that it all sticks together. And then flick it around and drape it over my back for just some damage resistance.
Hmm. Okay, I see.
It's not really a potion, but...
I'm really sorry.
I drop it to the ground.
Yeah. You fuck it up. I'm sorry.
That's okay.
Tree is like hops over a rock and you're like...
As you're like shoving the feathers in, the tree jolts and the entire thing falls out of your hands.
Never mind.
Yes, I will do Shield of Faith as a paladin spell.
It looked like... Did you do that on purpose? No. It looked like when you cast the spell, you just touched your head and you just... Obviously, you meant to be like, boop, on yourself.
Yeah.
But the way that you touched your head was kind of like a... Like you're drawing a line like from your forehead down your nose.
Cool. Yeah.
Well, maybe I do that.
Maybe that's
then.
How you put the penny, like you do the little sun on your face or whatever.
You look like an idiot.
Yeah, straight light is a lot like better than a big circle.
Yeah.
it's a ray. It's a sun ray.
Sun ray. Yeah, maybe it's three better. Fingers down, three then fingers it's like down. The three rays.
That and I'll channel divinity to make my weapon magical. Mm-hmm. And so it emits a bright light and adds 5 to my attack rolls.
All right. As you get into range,
my sword.
When you get into range, it's Tarpos's turn first. She draws a big circle on her face. It looks really cool.
Oh,
damn.
Oh, gotcha. He fucking got us.
No, Tarpos clutches with her hand and leaps down from the tree, and she comes into kind of like a bit of a rolling run.
Mm-hmm.
As she starts sprinting forward, the spear low at her side, that hand that she has clenched, you see it begins to drool with green energy. She hefts it back and throws it. A ball of green energy soars out of her hand and explodes like a grenade among the treants. When the green mist clears, there is a crater when all tree blights have been destroyed. Sorry, we're all blights. I keep calling them tree blights.
Yeah, it's just regular blights.
It's a conglomerate of twig blights, poison blights, needle blights, and vine blights.
All right.
I don't need a roll for that. That is 8d8 with double damage to plants.
Ooh, so, baby!
She doesn't have a lot of those, though.
Hoo boy!
That was Tarpos's turn. Pip, it's your turn.
Okay, am I within range that I could make the jump from this tree ant onto the tree blight?
You're 60 feet away. You could wait. The tree ant hasn't had its turn yet, but if you let it get closer, you can if you want to wait.
Okay, can I from my... Obviously, I don't have a height advantage on the tree blight, but do I have a height advantage for any blights that might be threatening my allies?
Yeah, absolutely. Tarpos is kind of in the thick of it already.
Okay, I'd like to, just from where I am, just regular bolts work on blights, yeah? I'll just fire regular, but I don't want to waste any of my good bolts, but I'll fire, just maybe I'm basically at this point providing cover. Just fire bolts down around Tarpos to try and give her some space.
You could try to, if you fire at one of the smaller twig blights, you're kind of guaranteed to take one of them down.
Yeah, I'll do that.
Or you could try a bigger blight, less chance to take it down, but it's a bigger deal if you can.
Okay.
You know that if you kill higher level blights, smaller blights in that area will become chaotic.
All right. Chaotic good.
No, it'll just like
a high level blight. The little ones just piranha freaking Tarpos.
No, it's a
yeah. No worries. Yeah, I get the
first attack hit. Second attack also hit. So nice. It'll be quotation marks damage, but you might still do enough. All right. You down a needle blight, about the size of a human, looks like a rose bush almost.
Cool.
The first shot blasts it open. The second shot destroys its innards. Mm-hmm. It collapses forwards. And in a small area around it, other smaller, lesser blights begin being like, they become a little confused. There's a strict hierarchy among blights.
Yeah, yeah. And I would also like to, this is not really an action. I mean, it's like an interaction.
Yeah.
I would like to have the realization that I don't know where the heart of sap is and maybe grab like a, like if I'm in the branches of the tree, just slam one of the branches into my forehead and be like, where's the heart of sap?
Okay.
To try and communicate with the trio.